You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A new study finds San Antonio's workforce initiative, Ready to Work, is anticipated to have an $11.8 billion impact. The study looked at wages, spending, and savings in social programs that participants may no longer need after attaining higher employment. It estimates nearly $500 million in savings from no longer needing safety programs like SNAP or Medicaid. It also found increased income in ready-to-work participants throughout their careers. 4,500 participants have been placed in new jobs since the sales tax-funded program started in 2022. A judge in Austin is extending an order for Camp Mystic to preserve areas damaged in devastating flooding last July. 27 campers and counselors were killed when the Guadalupe River overran its banks and swept through the Christian Summer Girls Camp. KUT's Kaylee Hunt reports.
If and when campers return to Camp Mystic this summer, they will not be able to use the cabins or other structures damaged during the flood last July. Judge Maya Guerra-Gamble says those spaces need to be preserved so the families suing the camp can collect evidence for their cases.
Can't use it as a camp. And you can't alter any of the structures or any of the land that was affected by the flood.
Among the families suing Camp Mystic is Will and Cece Stewart. Their 8-year-old daughter, Seal, is presumed dead after being swept away by floodwaters at the camp. She is the only camper who has not been accounted for. I'm Kaylee Hunt in Austin.
Immigrant advocates told Bexar County commissioners this week that funding needs to be restored for an immigrant legal defense fund. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the county to stop the funding. But the litigation came to a screeching halt because the county had already spent the money. Paxton argued the county did not have the state's constitutional authority for such spending. The county paid around $1 million to American Gateways, a nonprofit, to provide legal services to immigrants during deportation hearings. Amanda Thomas, executive director for Act4SA, wants commissioners to act to restore the funding.
The fund is currently expired, putting hundreds of families at risk at a time when San Antonio ranks in the top 5 cities for most ICE arrests.
It's not clear if the county intends to resume funding after the legal brush with Paxton. Fiesta officially kicks off in San Antonio today, and the San Antonio Police Department is ramping up security efforts. Police Commander Robert Vara says a solid trim will be added to fencing around many events.
It's just another security measure. At the end of the day, we noticed last year people were trying to pass things through the actual fencing.
Vara says this should prevent Fiesta goers from sneaking in prohibited items like outside food and drinks, illegal substances, and weapons. The San Antonio Fire Department and its EMS bike teams and first responder vehicles will be at all Fiesta events to ensure quick access to emergency medical care. And Fiesta is the city's party with a purpose. Over 100 events raise millions of dollars to benefit local nonprofits. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick previews some Fiesta highlights.
Fiesta San Antonio officially opens with the free Fiesta Fiesta at Travis Park downtown. The event runs from 4 until 10 p.m. There will be food and beverage vendors, and yes, you can get chicken on a stick. There will also be live music, including the Air Force Band of the West. And the Fiesta Carnival opens in parking lot C at the Alamo Dome at 5 today. It runs throughout Fiesta. Still to come are 3 big parades and other big outdoor events. Stay tuned to Texas Public Radio and check out TPR.org for more information. By the time it's all over on April 26th, Fiesta will have welcomed around 2.5 million visitors and pumped $340 million into the local economy. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you can find more information on all things Fiesta at TPR's Fiesta Guide at TPR.org. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.